What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based in Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, Don, looking at the weather maps, we're going to have above average temps for the northern plains and a large part of the Midwest the next few weeks. So that chance of getting spring's work done right away, warm temps are going to help us thaw out and we should be on our way.
This market also at least starting this week on the upside.
Grains were very firm overnight, coming off a little, but South America experiencing some hot, dry weather. Brazil continued rains on a crop that's already developed. So they're trying to get it off in Brazil, trying to get second crop planted. Second crop corn delayed as they're trying to get the beans out of the fields.
You know, we look at what's going on with the COVID situation. Can you kind of step back? Where do we sit right now?
One of the maps people look at is hospitalization rate, and that's fallen consistently for 6 weeks. So, of course, cases are down. We're getting down to about the 50,000 case rate. But more important, it's not all the people who get it. It's the people who get it and have to go to the hospital. So hospitalization rates are on the low as we come into this warm weather here this spring.
So what's not hot in the marketplace, Tommy?
On my radar, Don, gold tumbled last week. If you're going to talk inflation, you'd think gold was on the move. But gold having some bad days, Friday particularly, down $60 an ounce.
10-year yields, I've heard some things there as well.
Well, we're talking about interest rates. So 1.60 on the 10-year yield, highest it's been in 1 year. Now that caught people's attention.
And of course, we're all watching that gas pump. Those prices are moving higher as well.
That's a tax on the middle class, Don. $2.75 at the pump, and people are starting to feel that. Farmers shouldn't mind so much. It's probably dragging corn up just as well. So higher energy prices usually mean good times for the American farmer.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.